神跟人立约是很重要的一件事。
For God to make His covenant with man is a very important matter.
若是神不跟人立约，人不能到神面前。
Because if God did not make a covenant with man, then man would not be able to come into the presence of God.
所以希伯来书第十章十九节就是这么说。
And this is why it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19.
我们借着耶稣的血得以坦然进入至圣所。
That through the blood of Christ, we are able to enter into the holiest of holies.
主耶稣用他的血跟我们所立的新约。
And so Jesus Christ, through His blood, has made a new covenant with us.
我们先来看旧约。
So let's first look at the Old Testament.
当初神跟以色列民立约的时候，有什么样的变化？
When God made His covenant with the Israelite people, what changes were there?
就是立约之前跟立约之后。
Compare before he made a covenant to them and after he made a covenant with them.
人跟神的关系互动是如何？
How was the interaction between a man and God?
我们看出埃及记第十九章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 19.
看第五节跟第六节。
Verse 5 and 6.
请念。
Oh, verse 5. Now therefore, if you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant, then you shall be a special treasure to me above all people, for all the earth is mine. Verse 6. And you shall be to me a kingdom, a priest, and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak to the children of Israel.
听从神的话，遵守神的约。
Indeed, to obey God's voice and to keep God's covenant.
这里谈到要有三个作为。
That there are three actions that must be taken.
第一个要在万民中做属神的子民。
That you have to be a special a treasure to me above all people.
也就是神的子民不列在万民中。
And so this is show that the people of God are not among the people of the world.
一般的人不一样。
And it's different from the people of the world.
就是要分别出来。
So it has to be separated out.
因为是属神的。
Because they belong to God.
第二个。
Second.
六节。
Verse 6.
要为我做祭司的国度。
Have to be a kingdom of priests.
神的国度要成为神跟人的一个媒介。
And so God's kingdom is a way for man and God to communicate.
这叫做祭司的国度。
And this is what it means to be a kingdom of priests.
以色列这个国家。
For the Israelites.
要成为中间的转折点。
And so they are the mediator or for all the nations.
就像当初的祭司一样
，just like the priests at the time，
祭司帮人帮百姓献祭
，the priests would make offering on behalf of the people，
赎罪
for their sins，
成为人跟神的中间人
，and so they stand between God and people，
那是祭司一个人
，and this is the singular priest，
现在是一个国家
，but this time it is a whole kingdom，
所以神的子民成立了国家之后。
So after God's kingdom is established as a nation,
要成为万国跟神能够互动的、能够来往的一个国家。
And they become a nation in which other nations are able to interact or communicate to God.
当然到我们现在。
So today,
神的国度。
In the kingdom of God.
祭司的国度。
In the kingdom of priests.
当然是指的神的教会。
This is of course talking about the church of God.
第三个。
Verse 3. Oh, third thing.
成为圣洁的国民。
You have to be a holy nation.
神是圣的。
Because God is holy.
是圣洁的。
He is a holy God.
所以他的子民，他的国民当然是要成为圣洁。
So his nation must also be holy.
神要求人的圣洁有两个层次。
And so there are two levels in which God requires His people to be holy.
就是人与人之间要保守圣洁。
So the first is between among man to man, there must be a holy relationship.
最明显的就是主耶稣说的，在一个淫乱邪恶的时代，没有神迹可以看。
And this is most evident in the words of Jesus Christ that in a very corrupt and evil world, there are no miracles or signs to see.
如果你去参考启示录十九章
，If you look at Revelation chapter 19,
他要提到大淫妇
，And it talks about the adulterous woman.
在这个末世，主耶稣要毁灭这个世界。
And that in the end times, God will destroy this world.
就是有个大淫妇。
And there is this adulterous woman.
用淫行败坏这个世界。
And through sexual morality corrupts this whole world.
所以淫乱邪恶，人与人之间不能淫乱。
And so between man and the relationships between man, it cannot be corrupt.
第二个层次就是人与神之间不能淫乱。
And the second level is between God and man. There cannot be corruption in that relationship.
不敬拜真神，敬拜别神，敬拜偶像，就是淫乱。
And so to not worship God or to worship idols or other gods, that itself is corruption.
那叫做属灵的淫乱，那叫做宗教信仰上的淫乱。
And this is a spiritual corruption and also a religious one.
这个是圣经给我们的一个信息。
And this is a message that the Bible tells us.
所以为什么要跟为什么神要跟我们立约？
So why does God want to make a covenant with us?
希望我们在这个世界分别出来。
He wants us to be separate away and from this world.
希望我们成为祭司的国度。
So that we can be a kingdom of priests.
希望我们成为圣洁的国民。
And that we can be a holy nation.
所以神就事先告诉摩西。
And so this is what God tells Moses.
他要跟百姓见面。
That he wants to speak directly to the people.
神要跟百姓见面。
And that God wants to meet with his people.
神跟百姓见面，真的神是怎么出现的？
And so how does God meet with his people?
有什么样的规定？
And what are some regulations that he has?
参考出埃及记十九章十六节。
If we look at Exodus chapter 19 verse 16,
一直看到第二十二节。
To verse 22.Oh, 16. Then it came to pass on the third day in the morning that there were thunderings and lightnings and dark cloud and a thick cloud on the mountain. And the sound of the trumpet was very loud, so that all the people who were in the camp trembled. 17. And Moses brought the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. 18. Now Mount Sinai was completely in smoke, because the Lord descended upon it in fire. Its smoke ascended like the smoke of a furnace, and the whole mountain quaked greatly. 19. And when the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder, Moses spoke, and God answered him by voice. 20. Then the Lord came down upon Mount Sinai, on the top of the mountain, and the Lord called Moses to the top of the mountain, and Moses went up. 21. And the Lord said to Moses, Go down and warn the people, lest they break through to gaze at the Lord, and many of them perish. 22. Also let the priests who come near the Lord consecrate themselves, lest the Lord break out against them.
神降临的时候，百姓并没有亲眼看到。
So when God descended upon Mount Sinai, the people did not see with their own eyes.
只有看到一些现象。
They only saw some signs of his descent.
全山冒烟。
That there was smoke all over, completely filled the mountain.
神在火中降临山上。
And that the Lord descended upon it in fire.
山的烟气上腾。
And that there was the whole mountain quaked greatly like a smoke of furnace.
片山大大的震动。
And the mountain quaked greatly.
脚声渐渐的高而又高。
And the blast of the trumpet sounded long and became louder and louder.
这是当时百姓看到神降临的一个现象。
And so this is what the people saw when the Lord descended upon the mountain.
简单讲就是看不到神。
And very simply put, they could not see God.
但是很恐怖。
But it was very a fearsome sight for them.
所以百姓都发战了。
And so the people were afraid.
很害怕。
And they were very afraid.
光听看到那个情景，听到那个声音。
And just seeing the image and hearing the noise.
就害怕。
They became afraid.
神还特别交代摩西。
And so God specifically told Moses.
叫百姓不要闯过来。
To not tell them not to come go through, break through the.
不然会死亡。
Or else they will perish.
叫祭司要自洁。
And to tell the priests to consecrate themselves.
不然会被神击死击杀。
Or the Lord will break out against them.
神跟人见面的时候。
So when God meets with man.
百姓竟然是害怕的。
The people actually were afraid.
为什么？
Why?
因为还没有立约。
Because they had not made a covenant yet.
神还没有跟人立约，人没有办法亲近神。
God had not yet made a covenant with man, so man could not be in the presence of God.
对我们来讲，我们没有什么感觉。
For us, we might not have any kind of a feeling about this.
我们好像要见神的面，哦，要跟神，要亲近神，好像很容易。
Because it seems like for us, it is very easy to draw near to God.
啊，真的很容易啊。
And it's true, it is very easy.
不用害怕。
We don't have to be afraid.
也不会害怕。
And we are not afraid.
啊，就是刚才啊，希伯来书十章十九节说的。
Like what it says in Hebrews chapter 10, verse 19.
主用他的血跟我们立了新约。
That Jesus Christ, through his blood, has made a new covenant with us.
神已经，主耶稣已经跟我们立约了。
And Jesus Christ has already made a covenant with us.
所以我们可以坦然无惧来到神面前。
And so we can go boldly before the presence of God.
可是如果今天我们没有信耶稣，
However, today, if we have not believed in Jesus Christ,
主耶稣的宝血没有洗净我们的罪，
And the blood of Jesus Christ has not washed away our sins.
我们有资格来到神面前吗？
Do we have the right to come before God's presence?
绝对没有。
Of course, we do not.
好，那神跟百姓立约之后，
However, after God made his covenant with his people,
百姓的反应就不同了。
And the people's response was different.
请看出埃及记二十四章。
Let's turn to Exodus chapter 24.
第九节到十一节。
Verse 9 to 11.
出埃及记二十四章九节到十一节。
Exodus chapter 24, verse 9 to 11. Verse 9, then Moses went up, also Aaron, Nadab, and Abihu, and 70 of the elders of Israel. Verse 10, and they saw the God of Israel, and there was under his feet, as it were, a paved work of sapphire stone, and it was like the very heavens in its clarity. 11, but on the nobles of the children of Israel, he did not lay his hand, so they saw God, and they ate and drank.
七十几人可以跟神相会。
And so 70 people were able to commune with God.
他们观看神，又吃又喝。
They saw God and they ate and drank.
用很快乐的心情观看神。
They use a very joyful heart looking and seeing God.
吃喝快乐。
They ate and drank joyfully.
你去对照那个出埃及记十九章刚才那一段。
And if we compare this to the previous passage in Exodus chapter 19.
还有出埃及记十九章第七节到十五节这一段
and the section from chapter 9, Exodus 19 verse 7 to 15
多么严格的一个规定
can see that it is a very strict there are a lot of strict regulations
这么严格的规定
and these strict regulations
看到神降临的时候还是很害怕
and however, when they saw the Lord descend on the mountain they were still very afraid
还不能就近
they could not draw near
往前看
they could not look forward
不能贴近神。
They cannot go near to the Lord.
但是现在神跟他们立约了。
But however, after God made a covenant with them,
就是出埃及记二十四章。
In Exodus chapter 24,
在第五节到第八节这一段。
From verse 5 to 8. Verse 5. Then he sent young men of the children of Israel, who offered burnt offerings and sacrificed peace offerings of oxen to the Lord. Verse 6. And Moses took half the blood and put it in basins, and half the blood he sprinkled on the altar. Then he took, verse 7, then he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people, and they said, All that the Lord has said we will do, and be obedient. Verse 8, and Moses took the blood, sprinkled it on the people, and said, This is the blood of the covenant which the Lord has made with you, according to all of these words.
摩西将血洒在百姓身上。
And here Moses sprinkled the blood upon the people.
说这是立约的血。
And this saying that this is the blood of the covenant.
这是立约的证据。
And this is the evidence of this covenant.
在这个立约当中一件事情要说明。
And so in this making this covenant, something is stated very clearly.
就是第七节说的。
Which is what's stated in verse 7.
摩西将约书念给百姓听。他们说神所吩咐的我们都必遵行
Verse 7 Then he took the book of the covenant and read in the hearing of the people and they said All that the Lord has said we will do and be obedient
什么约书啊
Now, So what is this book of the covenant?
立约的内容
And it is the content of the covenant
就是出埃及记二十章二十一章二十二章二十三章
And so this is from Exodus chapter 20 to 23
从二十章到二十三章
So from Exodus chapter 20 to chapter 23.
这就是约书的内容。
This is the book of the covenant.
So 立约不是只有用血
And so in making this covenant is not just through the blood.
还要人配合办理。
But the people also have to do their part.
就是遵行神所吩咐的。
And which is to do what it is that God has commanded.
神吩咐哪些事？
And what has God commanded?
就是二十章到二十三章所有的内容。
Which is the content of chapters 20 to 23, all of it.
里面有诫命。
Inside there are the commandments.
有典章。
There are statutes.
有律例。
And laws.
就是要遵守。
For them to keep.
这个典章。
And so these statutes.
就是我们现在一般所谓的民事哈，人与人之间互动的情形。
And it's related to how man and man how they interact with each other.
里面有律例。
And so there are also laws.
怎么拜神？
In terms of how to worship.
拜神是有规范的。
Because how they worship God has an order to it.
不是你想怎么拜就怎么拜。
It's not that how you want to worship, you just worship in that way.
敬拜神是有规范的。
But with how you worship, there is order to it.
那叫做律例啊。
And this is why are the laws of worship.
还有十条诫命。
And there are also the Ten Commandments.
这叫做耶稣。
And this is also these are all make up the Book of Covenant.
神用血跟我们立约。
And so the Lord has made a covenant with His blood with us.
叫我们要遵行他的话。
And that we have to obey His words.
再回去看。出埃及记十九章第五节那一句话。
And if we turn back to Exodus chapter 19, verse 5.
听从神的话，遵守神的约。
If you will indeed obey my voice and keep my covenant.
所以神跟我们立约。
So God has made a covenant with us.
我们要配合办理。
And so we have to do our part in this covenant.
就是遵守神的话。
Which is to keep his words.
那就是约的内容。
And this is the content of the covenant.
所以当他们立约，神跟人立约好的时候。
So after God has made his covenant with man,
这七十几个人跑到山上去。
When the 70 people went up to the mountain,
圣经讲神的手不加害在这些人身上。
It says that the Lord he did not lay his hand.
他们观看神，他们又吃又喝。
And so they saw God and they ate and drank.
跟神立约就是有这个好处。
And to make a covenant with God, there is this benefit.
所以为什么以后？以色列的百姓表现不好，神就责备。
And this is why later on, when the Israelites behave badly, then God would punish them.
因为他们违约了。
Because they have broken the covenant.
当初不是我们有立约吗？
Because they made a covenant in the beginning.
你们很清楚哦，百姓很清楚立约的内容是什么。
And the people knew very clearly what the content of this covenant.
而且还说我们要还说神所吩咐的。我们都必遵行。
They even said that all that the Lord has said, we will do and be obedient.
这叫做签约呀。
And this is what it means to make a covenant.
已经签约了。
It's already been signed.
你不能违约。
You cannot break it.
所以后来我们发现以色列百姓是违约啊。
And we see later on that the Israelites broke this covenant.
所以神的手真的会为什么加在他们身上？
And that is why the Lord's hand came upon them.
那是违背约定嘛。
And it's because they have broken the covenant.
那我们今天是新约。
So today we have a new covenant.
路加福音二十二章二十节这么说。
And Luke chapter 22 verse 20 says.
当时主耶稣设立了圣餐礼。
After Jesus Christ had established the Holy Communion.
拿起杯来说，这杯是用我的血所立的新约。
And he took the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is a new covenant in my blood, which is shed for you."
是为你们流出来的。
And this is the blood that is shed for you.
就是为你们牺牲的。
And which means that this is the blood that's sacrificed.
血就是生命。
Blood equals life.
主耶稣用他的生命跟我们立约。
Jesus Christ used his life to make us covenant with us.
说我们不能违约。
We cannot break this covenant.
今天我们来信耶稣。
So today when we have come to believe in Jesus Christ.
不能随便离开。
We cannot just leave very carelessly.
因为那是违约。
Because this is to break the covenant.
人与人之间违约要处罚。
When a man breaks a covenant against man, they are punished.
那我们想人跟神立约违约该当何罪。
And so however if a man breaks their covenant with God, what kind of punishment or should be made.
你不要认为你想来就来，你想走就走。
Can I think that you can just come and go as you please?
这笔账以后是要算的。
Because later on, this debt will have to be accounted for.
我们是把主耶稣的血看作什么呢？
And how do we look upon the blood of Christ?
是比一只鸡一只鸭的血还不如吗？
Is it not worthy as the blood of a duck, a chicken, or a sheep?
不能随便违约。
So we cannot just break the covenant.
那不但不能违约。
Not only can we not break the covenant.
我们还要配合这个约。
We also have to do our part in this covenant.
所以我们讲两个情况。
Let's look at two examples.
我们看马太福音二十章。
Let's turn to Matthew chapter 20.
十五节。
Verse 15.
二十五节到二十八节。
Chapter 20, verse 25 to 28.
25. 二十章。马太福音二十章二十五节到二十八节。
Matthew chapter 20, verse 25 to 28. But Jesus called them to himself and said, You know that the rulers of the Gentiles lord it over them, and those who are great exercise authority over them. 26. Yet it shall not be so among you, but whoever desires to become great among you, let him be your servant. 27. And whoever desires to be first among you, let him be your slave. 28. Just as the Son of Man did not come to be served, but to serve, and to give his life ransom for many.
28.人子来了。
28. Just as Son of Man did not come.
耶稣的时代。
So this is in the time of Jesus.
主耶稣说他要受人服，他不是要受人服侍，乃是要服侍人。
And Jesus Christ says that he did not come to be served, but to serve.
而且还不是普通的服侍。
And not just any kind of serving.
他要舍命做多人的赎价。
But he gave his life as a ransom for many people.
用生命做服事。
He used his life as a servitude.
服事到死那一天。
And he served until his death.
这是态度问题。
And so this is an issue of attitude.
所以说为什么要讲这个？
Why would Jesus Christ say this?
因为他用血跟我们立约。
Because he has made a covenant in blood with us.
那我们也愿意遵守他的话。
And we need to be willing to obey his words.
他在这里已经表达出来了。
And so here he has already explained.
我的服事态度是什么？
This is the type of attitude I have in serving.
用生命服事。
I use my life to serve.
所以罗马书十二章第一节、第二节就是讲这个。
And so that's what it says. It's talking about this in Romans chapter 12.
那个在谈生命的服事。
And it's talking about serving in your life.
我们再看马太福音二十章。
And let's turn to Matthew chapter 20.
二十节到二十二节。
And verse 20 to 22. Verse 20, Then the mother of Zebedee's sons came to him with her sons, kneeling down and asking something from him. Verse 21, And he said to her, What do you wish? She said to him, Grant that these two sons of mine may sit one on your right hand and the other on the left in your kingdom. 22, But Jesus answered and said, You do not know what you ask. Are you able to drink the cup that I am about to drink and be baptized with the baptism that I am baptized with?They said to him, We are able.
对，西比泰的西比泰儿子的母亲。
And so here, the mother of Zebedee, of the Zebedee sons.
这是雅各、约翰的妈妈。
So this is the mother of John and James.
来拜托耶稣。
She came to plead something from Jesus Christ.
希望耶稣能够在他的国里面，一个在右边，一个在左边。
And she asked Jesus Christ to grant that her two sons that may sit in his kingdom on his right hand and on his left hand.
这个妈妈的心愿是希望她的两个孩子能够成为主耶稣的左右手。
And so for this mother, her great wish was for her sons to be on the right beside Jesus Christ.
主耶稣怎么回应？
But how does Jesus Christ respond?
你们不知道所求的是什么。
And he says, you do not know what you ask.
这是叫心态。
So this is an attitude issue.
你希望在主耶稣的国度里面担当什么？
What you wish to be in the kingdom of God.
重要职务吗？
Do you want to be the most important person?
重要职分吗？
Do you want to have an important status?
所以主耶稣说你们不知道你们所求的是什么呢？
So Jesus Christ told them, you do not know what you ask.
主耶稣要讲说你们的心态有问题耶。
And Jesus Christ is saying to them, you have something wrong with your mentality.
怎么会跟一般人的观念是一模一样的呢？
Why is their mentality the same as all the other people?
我们今天在外面工作。
Because today as we are working outside,
我们在某些机关来 服务。
And if we are working in our careers and in serving,
我们想怎么样呢？
What do we hope for?
是不是往上升迁呢？
Is it that we want to continue to move up the corporate ladder?
当然是啊。
Of course.
不然干嘛？这么努力干嘛？
Then why? Of course. Then because if not, why would you work so hard?
你真的是要服务社会，贡献啊这个国家吗？
And so, do you really want to do well in society?
除了服务社会、贡献国家以外，没有什么其他的目的吗
？And to do well in society and to help mankind, what else is there?
都有嘛
And there's others.
那个是一般人的观念。
Because these are the concepts of most people.
那个是没有错啊。
And this itself is not wrong.
但是问题，我们现在在神的国度里面。
However, the issue is that now we are in the kingdom of God.
同样做服事、做服务。
We are also serving.
那心态是什么
？However, what type of attitude should we have？
哦，所以主耶稣才要表达他的心态。
And so here, Jesus Christ is showing to them what type of attitude they should have.
因为他发现有些人在神的国度做服事的时候，心态有问题呀。
Because he realized that in the kingdom of God, as they are serving, they have the wrong mentality.
所以他将他的心态表达彰显出来。
And so he is sharing his attitude and mentality to them.
我是要服务人，我是要服事人的。
That I have come to serve.
我不是受人服侍的。
And not to be served.
哦，所以当我受人服侍的时候
，So when I am being served,
充满感谢，充满相当的满足。
I am filled with thanksgiving and contentment.
哦，因为我是本来是不配得的。
Because I was someone who was unworthy.
但今天我受人服侍啊。
But someone is serving me today.
我当然是感谢神。
Of course, I would give thanks to God.
我当然相当满足啊。
Of course, I am content.
除了感谢，还有什么话可以说呢
？Other than thanksgiving, what else can you say?
除了感谢以外，就是我真的很不配。
Other than saying words of thanksgiving, you can only say, "Oh, I am unworthy."
那教会如果是这个样子呢
？But if the church was like that,
哎，我们服事的时候
，when we serve,
我们跟神的态，跟主耶稣的态度是一样的。
And if our attitude is the same as Jesus Christ,
用生命服事
，we use our life to serve.
我们真实的服事。
And we serve genuinely.
我们服侍到死那一天。
And we serve to the day that we die.
我们甘心情愿。
And we do this all willingly.
我们无怨无悔。
And that we give without wanting to be.
不会因为别人的称赞或是别人的批判，我们就有所反应。
Whether it's someone's praise or someone's criticism, we do not have any response.
如果心甘情愿，怎么会有反应呢
？Because if you do it willingly, why would you have any kind of reaction?
主耶稣有反应吗？
Did Jesus Christ have any kind of reaction?
大家都很肯定耶稣吗
？Did all of people were all believed in Jesus Christ?
没有啊，不但没有肯定耶稣，还批判耶稣，杀害耶稣。
And so not all people looked upon Jesus, but some of them even persecuted and looked down upon him.
主耶稣有后悔吗
？But did Jesus Christ regret this?
没有啊，生命服事就是这样。
He did not, because this is what it means to serve with your life.
当作活祭。
He is a living sacrifice.
哦，这个就是神主耶稣要我们在心态上要调整啊。
And so this is a type of attitude that we need to adjust.
不要像那个雅各约翰的妈妈一样。
That we should not be like the mother of John and James.
不知道所求的是什么。
That they do not know, she did not know what she was asking.
你的目的是什么
？That what is the purpose of your question?
要很清楚。
And so you have to be very clear.
如果服事的目的很清楚。
Because if your purpose in serving is clear.
不管发生什么事。
Then no matter what happens.
不管听到什么声音。
No matter what voices you hear.
对个人来讲。
For yourself.
那都无所谓啊。
It doesn't matter.
因为我是为神做。
Because you know that you are doing it for the Lord.
我还认为我做得不够。
And I even feel that I'm not doing enough.
我还要继续努力。
That I need to continue even harder.
这就是态度问题。
And so this is an issue of attitude.
所以有时候在教会里面。
So sometimes in the church.
权利义务，有些人分得很清楚。
And so sometimes you have to do it wholeheartedly, and some people are separated very clearly.
教会里面还有什么权利吗
？Is there any authority in the church？
还有你想要的吗
？Is there what your own will？
你只有义务啊。
It's just Oh, it's just an obligation.
神为我们所做的。
What the Lord has done for us.
他做完了有什么权利呢
？And after doing it, is there any your own will in it?
他也是不断的为我们付出啊。
He continues to sacrifice for us.
既然只是义务。
And because even though because he is just a living sacrifice.
这是不断的付出嘛。
You need to continue to give.
这才叫服侍的心态。
And sacrifice. And so this is what it means to have a heart.
所以人子来了。
So when the Son of Man has come,
新约时代了,
in the New Testament time,
心态调整一下,
we need to adjust our hearts.
再看路加福音,
Let's turn to Luke.
第九章,
Luke chapter 9.
51节到56节这一段,
verse 51 to verse 56. 51. But now it came to pass, when the time had come for him to be received up, that he steadfastly set his face to go to Jerusalem. 52, and sent messengers before his face. And as they went, they entered a village of the Samaritans to prepare for him. 53, but they did not receive him because his face was set for the journey to Jerusalem. 54, and when his disciples James and John saw this, they said, Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them just as Elijah did? 55, but he turned and rebuked them and said, You do not know what manner of spirit you are of. 56, For the Son of Man did not come to destroy men's lives, but to save them. And they went to another village.
人子来了。
So when the Son of Man comes,
不是要灭人的性命, 不是要救人的性命。
It's not to destroy men's lives, but to save them.
这里是谈到灵魂啊。
And so this is talking about the spiritual life.
人子来了是要救人的灵魂, 不是要灭人的灵魂。
And it's that the Son of Man came to not to destroy man's lives, but to save them.
是害人还是助人？
Is it to harm them or to save them?
雅各约翰是个脾气很暴躁的人。
And so James and John had a very violent attitude.
所以来到这个地方，这个地方的人不接待他们。
So when they came to this place, and the people did not receive them.
因为撒玛利亚人本来就是跟犹太人是二分法的。
And because the Samaritans and the Israelites and had a very bad negative relationship.
没有在来往。
They do not interact with each other.
哦，虽然同住在这个国度里面、
so、
国家里面。
They live in the same nation together.
犹太人看不起撒玛利亚人。
But the Israelites look down upon the Samaritans.
因为他是外来的。
Because they are outsiders.
哦，在列王时代
yeah, because in the time of the kings
是亚述那边有一批人移民过来的
and so this is from Assyria that a group of people immigrated
所以他们对这一批人的后代很看不起
and so during for these people they really look down upon them
是不会来往的
so they do not interact with them
他们来到这里
and so when they came to this place
没有人要接待他们
nobody was welcoming to them
所以都五十四节就这么说。
And so in 54, verse 54 it says,
主啊，你要我们吩咐火从天上降下来烧灭他们吗？
Lord, do you want us to command fire to come down from heaven and consume them just as Elijah did?
五十五节。
Verse 55.
耶稣就责备这两个门徒。
Jesus Christ turned and rebuked these two disciples.
你们的心如何，你们并不知道。
And said, you do not know what manner of spirit you are of.
一样。
It's the same.
没有属灵的观念
that they do not have a spiritual concept
就是一般的观念
which is just a concept from the world
你对我不好
if you are not good to me
你不尊重我
if you do not respect me
我给你好看
then I will do evil to you
诶是这个样子吗
is it like this
所以主耶稣就说了
and so Jesus Christ said
人子来的
when the Son of Man has come
是要帮助人的
he did not come to destroy but to save
不是要害死人
it's not to destroy them or kill them
你们今天跟从耶稣
so today following Jesus Christ
怎么会有这个观念呢
how do you have this type of concept
你们的心在想什么
what is your what are you thinking of
跟从耶稣这么久了
after following Jesus Christ for so long
基本概念都没有
do not have a basic understanding of this
一样啊我们今天信耶稣也很久了嘛
so for us today we also have believed in Jesus Christ for a long time
我们的基本概念就是属灵的概念。
And our founding principles should be spiritual.
我们的原则是属灵的原则。
And our foundation should also be built upon.
我们的目标是神的目标。
And our goal in life should be God's goals.
所以一定是站在神的立场。
And so we need to stand on from the God's viewpoint.
思考面对所有的人事物。
And to think about all things.
万事互相效力。
And that to do all things for the good of those.
叫爱神的人得益处。
For the good of those who love God.
这种人是站在神的立场思考每一件事情。
And so this type of people, have to, look at things from God's perspective and do things accordingly.
不是站在自己的利益思考问题。
And is not on making decisions from your own perspective.
不是站在自己的要求。
And not on what you decide is needed.
那都是错误的。
And these are all wrong concepts.
所以主耶稣也顺便啊来改变他学生的观念。
And so Jesus Christ also is trying to change his students his disciples' ways of thinking.
人子来了。
Because the Son of Man has come.
新约时代。
That it is the time of the New Testament.
恩典时代了。
It is time of grace.
要有属灵观念。
So we need to have a spiritual kind of concept.
那有属灵观念之后
After having the spiritual concept,
就会合乎神的旨意
Then it will be according to the will of God.
那在我们所做的每一件事情
And so in everything that we do,
就会受到神的肯定
Then God will be pleased with what we do.
那这样才有价值
And then this in it would have, make it have value.
一起来唱诗
Let us sing a hymn.
162首
162
我们等一下祷告结束之前的副歌要唱162首副歌
And, after our prayer we will be singing the refrain of hymn 162